Hello, welcome to Crusade With Me podcast. This is not a full podcast episode. This is what we are calling a Crusade With Me challenge. I am throwing out a challenge to all listeners, to people who would take this into heart and consider this, that this is Sunday. This will be dropping on Sunday evening. And the challenge is how to create the mindset to have a great week. We have a podcast that dropped yesterday, talked about mindsets. I know it was a little ahead of schedule because I planned on doing it today. We have a second podcast dropping today, talking about weak men and weak churches, and that's a second episode of that. The first one I did solo. This one will be with my son, Andrew. And I want to conclude this week, and I want to prepare for next week. And as we have stated repeatedly, I want everybody to be aware, just because we're putting this podcast out and put this together does not mean that we have all the answers and that we are doing some great things. We all have challenges, and we need a community, one another, to lean on, to learn from, to encourage, and continue the fight to be better people. So it is Sunday, so what I would like you to do, and I have been doing this for a couple of weeks, and it has proven very fruitful, is sit down and reflect on what went well last week and what you accomplished, all right? And I've said this time and time again, if you had a good week, make a note of it. Why? Why did you have a good week? And then write it down. Why you had a good week? What did you do that had a good week? And then now you've got it documented. Hey, read it and maybe have another good week sometime. That's why it's important Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, sit down, think about this last week. What are you grateful for? What went well? What could you have done differently to make something go better than it did? We have to learn. Also, I want you to sit down and think about this coming week. Schedule everything that you can for the upcoming week. List all the appointed times that you have to for your commitments for the week. You know, then list out all the tasks that you wish to complete in the week. Task, goals, you know, I have tasks that I have to do. Those are sometimes different than, not sometimes, most of the time they're different than goals. Plan those out. Schedule them. Schedule time in your plan to commit each task that you wish to accomplish. And then I want you to wake up Monday morning, maybe a little earlier than you normally do, all right? My normal wake-up time is 4:30, so I've been getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And let me put it this way. If you are, if you don't have a schedule like mine where I need to be out of the door and heading to a location at a specific time, schedule a time anyway. And I would purport that you probably need to get up at the same time every day anyway, because it's kind of better for your body, and it does not take you long to get into that habit, I promise you. Schedule a time to get up. Give yourself about a half hour. And this is the challenge, part two of the challenge, because part one of the challenge is document what was a good, what we were grateful for, what was a good part of last week. And then the second part of that is plan out this coming week. Write down everything that you got to do on your schedule. Schedule time to get things done. Because if you don't do that, it's a wish list and it'll never happen. Schedule it and make it happen. And finally, Monday morning when you wake up, and I want you to do this every morning, get up a half hour earlier than you normally would. And I want you to do not grab your cell phone. See, that's one of my downfalls. That's one of my addictions. My work is heavily reliant upon my cell phone. And it's a terrible habit that I have, that I first thing I do is grab my cell phone. So this is a challenge. This week, tomorrow morning, when you rise, get up early, a half hour earlier, so you have time to do this routine. Dare I say ritual? Let me call it a routine. First thing we need to do is let's start our day with prayer. And I've talked about praying a lot on this podcast. I'm going to give you a prayer to pray tomorrow morning and every morning thereafter. But tomorrow morning, this is the prayer that you can pray. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend my soul, my body, and myself, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, who lives and reigns with you, one God, now and forever. Amen. That's the way you're going to start the day tomorrow. I would also suggest you start the day every day this coming week by praying that prayer. Then for the 27th of January, which will be Monday, open your Bible, do some scripture reading, and I will purport to you, I will challenge you, I'll give you the scripture reading for tomorrow. Read Zechariah chapter 4 all the way through chapter 5, verse 11. When you're done doing that, read Romans chapter 15, verses 14 through 33. Tomorrow, January 27th, in the church, it's the honor day for John Chrysostomo. Chrysostom. There's the challenge. This is the first challenge of the year, first challenge of this podcast that I'm putting out there. Will you crusade with me? Sit down today, this evening, Sunday night. Reflect on what went well last week and what you accomplished. Write it down. Also write down what didn't go well and how you can handle it differently this coming week. Schedule everything that you can from the upcoming week. List and appoint time of each commitment that you have. Then list out the tasks that you wish to accomplish this week. And schedule time in your plan to commit time to each task that you wish to accomplish. And then pray to work at completing these tasks as planned and as just by a rearranging life, because guess what? Life is always changing. So you may put the schedule together and it might blow up in your face, but guess what? Reschedule. Don't stop. Don't give up. Get it done. Let's build some consistency, and let's frame our mindset to be that of Christ, focusing on Christ. There's a challenge, the first challenge of the year, first challenge of the podcast. May God bless you and keep you.